Jim, I understand Hopkinton has a beaver problem, and they are not the only ones. But what is Hopkinton dealing with? What's the problem there?
Sure. So we've had a beaver issue, you know, that's been brought to our attention at the select board or the governing board of the town probably for about the last 18 months. And the issue surrounds an old road. It's a road that has been discontinued. It was probably last used as a what we would consider a road, probably in the 19th century. But the road is still used for walkers and bikers. But over the years, beavers have taken to building a dam on top of the old roadbed, which has caused a lot of what beavers do, a lot of flooding and wetlands, and has made that road impassable. And so local citizens and land abutters have come to us and asked to remove the beaver dam and to make the road passable once again.
Okay, and we know that beavers are very good at rearranging landscapes and waterways and everything. So not the first time that this has happened in New Hampshire or anyplace else. But how extensive is the issue with this road that they're trying to block?
Yeah, so the funny part of the story goes into what is allowed for a town to do. So because this road is discontinued, our town is not allowed to spend any money to maintain or repair the road. Because if we were to do that, if we were to start spending money on these old roads, they would become regular roads again. And so a lot of these roads are not used because they're not really part of the town infrastructure anymore. So to remove the beaver dam would have made us spend some dollars. That's one way to do it. And then the people who own property around had differing opinions on whether the beaver dam should stay, whether or not the flooded area should remain, and sort of what a long-term solution looked like here. So it was hard to come to a consensus because people wanted to protect the beaver, protect the flooded area, and to have the road open for use.
What have they begun to consider? Is this, what is this method, this solution they are looking at?
So the solution that we put forward, there's sort of two pieces. At one time, we had a proposal to go and trap the beavers and remove them and maybe relocate them somewhere else. But none of the property owners would allow us to do trapping on their property. And so what we chose to do was to take down the dam by hand and then install a pipe, or it's otherwise known as a beaver deceiver, which is really a long pipe that goes, in this case, it was underneath the roadbed. It sort of acts like a culvert. It allows for the water to flow between sort of the flooded area and downstream in order to keep the water level at where you would like it to be. It allows the beavers to continue doing what beavers do, which is to, you know, live in wetlands and to construct beaver dams, but it allows for the water to not get trapped so far behind to cause damaging flooding.
Okay, I know a lot of people living in rural communities, their ears have perked up when they hear this might be something called a beaver deceiver. So, I mean, is it just like a regular culvert, or why wouldn't the beavers, because they do like to block culverts, why wouldn't they just block the beaver deceiver? What deceives them about this?
Yeah, so it is a longer culvert, and so it stretches beyond sort of just underneath the beaver dam, and it's a longer pipe. And then it also has mesh or cages on the end so that the beavers can try to plug it, but there's still enough running water to allow for the water to go through the pipe. They do need some maintenance, so it's not maintenance-free. One would have to still go and clear the pipe. But it has been shown to be effective, I think, over 90% of the places they've been installed. You're able to keep your wildlife, and you're able to manage the water levels and manage the flooded areas.
And as you mentioned, your community is divided, as they often are, about beavers. Some people think just leave them alone. Others say, let's get rid of them. Do these beaver deceivers disrupt their habitat?
Well, they allow the water to flow. And so some of the wetland habitat, some of the flooded area would be lessened because the water level will be maintained. But it does allow community to sort of have their cake and eat it, too. It allows roads like the one here in Hopkinton to be passable and still allow for the wildlife and beavers to coexist. The funny part about the story in Hopkinton is, you know, we've installed the pipe and the water levels maintain themselves. And, we could chalk a win up to the beavers who outsmarted the humans in this case, because what they did is they moved downstream. And they built a new beaver dam, which in turn reflooded our road and sort of overtook our beaver deceiver pipe. which sort of leads to our next problem that we've been having with how to get these beaver deceivers more widely used in our state.
Which leads us to Bill 281, which is?
Which is, you know, we asked our local lawmakers to introduce this bill because there wasn't clarity from our state environmental regulatory department of whether or not we needed to go through a lengthy wetlands permitting process in order to install this pipe. So there was confusion of whether or not we needed to or whether or not other landowners need to. So we sought clarity through this bill, which would say that landowners and municipalities like ours could install these beaver deceivers to manage our wetlands and flooding issues without having to go through what sometimes would be a very long, expensive, and time-consuming regulatory process to do this.
And so New Hampshire is considering what's called an act relative to beaver deceivers. Do you think, how quickly do you think this will get resolved?
You know, everybody gets a chuckle over that. You know, our expectation is there'll be a public hearing on this bill probably in the next month or so, which in New Hampshire, every bill that's filed has the opportunity for the public to come in and share stories or, you know, talk about why they support or why they don't. If our good House of Representatives decide this is a worthy bill to legislate, then it will move through the process and hopefully be put into law by June.
So by June, New Hampshire will be deceiving beavers.
All over the state, we will have the right to deceive beavers. That's correct.
Jim, it's good to talk to you. Thanks.
Carol, it's great to talk to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.